This Shabbos, besides being Parashas Noach, is also Rosh Chodesh Ma'ar Cheshbon. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together. And in most years, in all years actually, we should say, Noach is read in the month of Ma'ar Cheshbon. This year, the first day, sometimes a little later on, but Parashas Noach is a Ma'ar Cheshbon parasha, and it's very obvious from the parasha itself, which deals with the Mabul, which began in the month of Ma'ar Cheshbon, and the closing, which is when Noach goes out of the Teva, was also in Ma'ar Cheshbon. The day that the Mabul started was the 17th of Ma'ar Cheshbon, and the day that Noach goes out of the Teva was also in Ma'ar Cheshbon. He enters the Teva in Ma'ar Cheshbon, he goes out in Ma'ar Cheshbon. And this is probably the only parasha in Chumash that talks about events that take place in Ma'ar Cheshbon. So Noach, Ma'ar Cheshbon are certainly connected. In the previous years, a lot of these are online. We've discussed the different connections between the parasha, the Mabul, this going into the Teva, going out of the Teva, and its connection to Ma'ar Cheshbon. Hopefully, we try not to repeat, but you know, you learn the same parasha every year too, so obviously, it's the same parasha, but perhaps we'll discuss something different, something new, while mentioning that which was already discussed in the past. This parasha actually speaks about two generations. The generation of the Mabul and the generation of the Tower, the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga. Two distinct generations, two evil generations, two generations that actually sinned in different ways. The Dor HaMabul were immoral. Their sin was more hashchasa, immorality. Chamas, they didn't get along with each other either. But immorality was the main chet of the Dor HaMabul. As the Gemara says, Beroyschen kilkulu, Beroyschen nidoinu. They sinned with heat, and they were punished with heat. Heat, intense excitement, doing averus, pursuit of worldly pleasures, very similar to our time. In fact, exactly our time, as it's brought down from Tzaddikim, that before Mashiach comes, Dor HaMabul will be revisited. So we're living in the time of the Dor HaMabul, clearly. And then we have the Haflaga. The Haflaga was sort of more intelligent. They weren't so into the pursuit of worldly pleasures. They were more into deis, kaisvais, Kfira, Minas, Apikursis, rebelling against Hashem, by Hikol Ha'oret Safa Echos Udvarim Achadim, as Rashi teaches here, the sharp words against Hashem, they're going to battle God, they're going to build a tower. And emerging from these two generations were two tzaddikim. The Dor HaMabul produces a Noach, and the Dor HaHafloga produces Avraham Avinu. And this parasha begins with Noach and ends with Avraham Avinu. Noach becomes a tzaddik because of the Dor HaMabul, because he refrains, he stays away from the Dor HaMabul, he stays away from their sins, and that's why he's referred to as a tzaddik. Tzaddik, the Zohar says, is man de notir bris, a person who stays away from immorality is called a tzaddik, like Yosef HaTzaddik. Very few are known as tzaddikim in Chumash. And Noach is called here, right here in the first pasuk. Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. Because his challenge was dealing with Rishoyim, his challenge was dealing with the Dor HaMabul, with Hashchasa, with immorality. And so he overcomes and he's a tzaddik. And the way he overcomes is by separating himself from the generation, and that's why he ends up being in a teva, separate from the rest of the world. He doesn't join with them, he doesn't try to bring them back. And the Zohar and the Svarim talk about how he doesn't even daven for them. He feels like they're beyond. It's not possible that there's any tshuva for them anyway. Which many consider that a negative idea concerning Noach. Noach, had he been in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu, had he been in the door of Avram Avinu, he would not have been considered a tzaddik. And as many say, because he didn't do what they did, while Avram goes out to the people, Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalef for his generation, and Noach does not. But Noach stays away. Noach knows, Noach is afraid that if he joins with them, if he associates with them, he will sin. So Noach is the tzaddik who emerges as a tzaddik, despite that the generation is the generation of Rishoyim. Avraham Avinu was not called a tzaddik. He certainly was, but he's not called a tzaddik. The Torah does not refer to Avraham as a tzaddik. The Torah refers to Avraham as a tumim, later on, hishalech lefanai veheyeh somim. And the Torah refers to Avraham as a believer, veheemin b'Hashem. Avraham is known as the Rosh Lamaminim, because his challenge was not really so much immorality. The challenge that Avraham had to deal with was the haflaga and the generations following, and Avodah Zarah, idol worship, and Avraham had to teach to the world monotheism. So Avraham Avinu's challenge was different than Noach's. But we notice at the beginning of the parasha that Noach is referred to as a tomim as well. Noach ish tzaddik tomim hoya b'doiroisov. Doiroisov in the plural. Because there were two generations here. Noach also lives in the time of the haflaga. He was alive when the haflaga took place. The haflaga takes place in 1996, the real 1996. The Mabul was in 1656, and Noach is 600 years old at the time, as the Pasuk tells us here, and we know he lived another 350 years. So if the Mabul is in that means Noach passes away in 2006, when Avraham was 58 years, as the Ibn Ezra brings down, equal to the word Noach. If you want to know how old Avraham was when Noach passed away, it's equal to the word Noach, Nun Ches, 58. 10 years prior to that is the Haflaga. So Noach is around during the Mabul and, of course, during the Haflaga. He goes through both generations, although his main challenge was with the Mabul. That's why he's referred to as a tzaddik and a tumim. Noach ish tzaddik tumim hoya bedoro sov, both generations, the generation of the Mabul and the generation of the Haflaga. But then he leaves this world. So Avram takes over, and Avram has to deal with the kfirah, with the apikursis of his generation. What does tumim mean? Tumim, besides meaning complete, tumim also means naive. Tumim tiyem Hashem alekecha. A Jew has to be sort of naive, but not to worry about the future, relying on Hashem, as the Pasuk says, tumim tiyem Hashem alekecha. Unlike the haflaga, who were building towers, who were going into space, trying to find out what's out there. Avraham Avinu was a tumim. Avraham Avinu believes in Hashem and only Hashem, and that's it. That's all that he's concerned with. But Noach is also a tumim. But Noach is mainly a tzaddik, because as we see later, Vayomer Hashem leNoach, Boy ata v'chol beischa el hateva ki oischa ra'isi tzaddik lefonai b'ador hazeh. And here the Torah leaves out the word tumim, because b'ador hazeh, referring to the dor hamabul, the dor of immorality, your greatness is that you're a tzaddik. We know what Rashi says. We only say miktsas shvachu shel adam b'fonav. That's why tumim is let out. But this is another interpretation. So these two generations, Mabul, Haflaga, Noach, Avraham Avinu, is read at the beginning of Mar Cheshvan. Why here? Why Mar Cheshvan? Mar Cheshvan is known in Navi, not as Mar Cheshvan. The word Mar Cheshvan is not found even once in Tanakh. It's called Yerach Bul, the month of decomposition, the month of rotting, the month of spoilage, the month of trenches, when it's raining and there are a lot of trenches and it looks like the earth is spoiling, it looks like things are rotting. In reality, it's preparing for the next planting season. The rain season, everything looks spoiled, everything looks ruined. Yerach Bul, that's how the Medrash interprets the word Bul. Trenches, the month of trenches, it's raining. But there's also the meaning of, as we read here, the Mabul. The reason it was called Mabul, Rashi gives three interpretations. One, because Shabila Esakol, it causes everything to spoil and to rot. Shabilbel Esakol, it confuses everything. That's where they find monkey bones in Alaska, or polar bear bones in Africa, because of a Mabul, not because of the ice age. There was no ice age. There was a heat age. There was a Mabul, which is hot water, sulfur, which churned everything on earth all around, which even the scientists admit that there was something like that. They just come up with a different idea. Shehovil es hakol min hagovaya lenomuch. And it turned everything from upside down, down, up, up, down. As Rashi says, that's why it was called Shinar, Bovel, Rak, Sheninarusham kol meisei mabul. All the dead of the flood were shaken up and they were brought down there into the valley of Bovel. So Bul is associated with Mabul. That's one of the reasons why it's called Mabul, is the Medrash, the Yalkut in Melachim, where it says Yerach Bul, when it talks about Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash, which he began building in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Actually, he completed it in the month of Mar Cheshvan. There the Navi calls it Yerach Bul, says the Yalkut there, Ma Bul, it's the month of Bul where there were 40 days of rain. Mem, Mem Yom, in the month of Bul, that's when the Ma Bul began. And it's also the Mazel of Akrev, as mentioned in previous years. It is the scorpion, as we know in the zodiac and the horoscope, even though we don't follow it, but there is such a thing as a mazel. Every month has a mazel. It's related to the month, associated with the month. The month of Maher Cheshvan is the month of Akrev. Akrev is not a kosher animal, and it's certainly not a sweet animal, and it's not an animal that a person would want to have as a pet. And it's a dangerous animal, it's a poisonous animal, and it's whenever the psukim describe, or the midrashim describe the desert, the wilderness, they will say it is a place where snakes and scorpions lurk. So when we say scorpion, we certainly are not talking about anything positive. Yosef is placed in a pit, mayim ein bo, avol nechashim ve'akrabim yeshbo. There were snakes and scorpions there, not nice dogs and cats, but there were snakes and scorpions there. So Akrev is associated with negativity. Akrev is le'umazeh. There are many nations that are compared to Akrev. One medrash says Yavan, others say Yishmael. So Maher Cheshvan seems to have a negative connotation. It's a month of Yerach Bul, it's a month of the spoilage, in contrast to Tishrei, which was referred to Yerach HaEsonim, the month of the strong, a month full of mitzvahs. And it's Mazel Akrev, unlike, let's say, Iyar, which is Mazel Shor, Ox. Ox is a kosher animal, and Ox can definitely have positive hints, while Akrev is not. On the other hand, Maher Cheshvan is called the Chodesh Hashmini. It is the eighth month. The months in Navi are, and in the Chumash as well, are referred to by number. In our parasha, it's called the second month from Tishrei. In fact, it's a machlokes actually when the Mabul started, according to Rabbi Eliezer, was Maher Cheshvan, according to Rabbi Yoshua, was Iyar. Because it says Chodesh Hasheni, and Chodesh Hasheni could either be Maher Cheshvan or it could be Iyar. But in Navi, it's clear that when it says Chodesh Hashemini, it means Maher Cheshvan. In fact, the same pasuk, Yerach Bul, Hu HaChodesh Hashmini, the pasuk says in Malachim. The month of spoilage, which is the eighth month, which is the month of Maher Cheshvan, that's when Shlomo completes the Beis HaMikdash. And in Sefer Yetzirah, we are told, the Sefer Yetzirah, which writes about all the months and about all the Shvatim, in Sefer Yetzirah it says that Maher Cheshvan, every month was created with a different letter. The letter that Maher Cheshvan was created with, the letter Nun. Nun is a number that can go either way. It's either, there's either Nun Share Bina or there's Nun Share Tuma. It's interesting that in our parasha, the last pasuk by Yomos Terach B'choron, so Rashi says there's a Nun Hafucha. We don't have it. By us it says it's a regular Nun. The different interpretations, what exactly a Nun Hafucha is. Is it really a turned around Nun? Or is it just a little higher up than the other letters? There are different opinions what Anun HaFucha is. And Rashi brings it here, the last Rashi of the parasha, Anun HaFucha, to tell you that till Avram, there's Charoin Af Shel Mokoim Ba'olam. Till Avram, Hashem is angry at the world. And then Hashem's anger calms down with the arrival of Avraham. And things are turned around. That's the remez with the Nun. Why the Nun? Why is it a turned around Nun? Might not have turned around Resh or a turned around Ches? Why the letter Nun? So Maher Cheshvan, what is it? It's Yerach Bul, it's Mazel Akrev, but on the other hand, it's Chodesh Hashmini, which we know that the number 8 is a number associated with the future. Shmini, we just had Shmini Atzeres. With Shmini Atzeres is Meramis to the Geula. The 7 days of Sukkot correspond to the 70 years of a person's life in this world, which are temporary. That's why the Sukkot is temporary. And then comes, we go back, and then we go into the house. Shmini Atzeres, Shmini is Olam Haba. You might Kinar Shel Mashiach Shel Shmoina Neiman, as the Gemara says in Erech, and as the Maral expounds, that's the number associated with the future, the number associated with Lamailim and Ateva. Chanuk is 8 days, so Maher Cheshvan is the Chodesh Hashmini. Is saying it's the month of spoilage, it's the month of the Akrev, and yet it's Chodesh Hashmini, and it's the month that was created with the letter Nun. The combination of Hashem's name, every month has a combination, a Tziruf Shem Havaya. It's known from also from Sefer Yetzirah, from the Arizal, and from the Bnei Yisroel and other Sforim that elaborate on this Pri Tzadik, Shem Yishmuel. we'll talk about the combination of Hashem's name that exists in each month. And that combination is what makes the month. The mazel makes the month, the letter, the number, and also the combination of Hashem's name. Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are 12 different combinations, because really it's a three-letter word, because there are two heys. So you have the combination of Hashem's name, says the Arizal, is derived from the acronym, from the first letters of the words, Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. It's a pasuk in Kisavoy. And in fact, it's the end of one pasuk and the beginning of another pasuk. It ends, Eret Zovas Cholov Udevash Hayom Hazeh Hashem Lekecha Mitzavacha. So the word Udevash, Hayom Hazeh Hashem, and honey, today, Hashem. So these four words, Udevash, Hayom Hazeh, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Vav Hei Hei Yud, that's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Mar Cheshvan. Now the Arizal just didn't pick out letters from the hat. Obviously these four words have to do with the month of Mar Cheshvan. The first word is Udevash. Interesting. Tishrei is the month that we dip the apple in the honey, we dip challah in the honey. We don't do that in Mar Cheshvan. So we're finished with that. And yet the combination of Hashem's name for Mar Cheshvan begins with the word Udevash. Mar Cheshvan. Mar means bitter. And many Sfarim explain it's called the bitter month because it's a month that has absolutely no Yom Tov. The only month with no Yom Tov. Tishrei is full of Yomim Tovim. Kislev, you have Chanukah, Teves. Chanukah goes into Teves. You have Asarah B'Teves, which will be a Yom Tov, so it's already a Yom Tov. You have Shvat, you have Tu B'Shvat. You have Purim and Adar, Pesach and Nisan, Pesach Sheni, Lag Ba'Omer and Iyar, Shavuos and Sivan. Tammuz has Shavuos B'Tammuz, which will be a Yom Tov. Of course, Tisha B'Av, Chamisha Asa B'Av, Elul, the whole Elul is preparation. It's Yom Tov, it's preparation for Tishrei. Mar Cheshvan, empty. No holidays in Mar Cheshvan. Not now. That Yalkut on that Pasuk, Yerach Bul, tells us that the dedication ceremony for the third Beis HaMikdash will take place in Mar Cheshvan. So it's destined for greatness, and that's why, is because Mar Cheshvan complained, as it says there in the Yalkut, Shlomo finished building the Beis HaMikdash in Mar Cheshvan, but yet no party was made. He didn't make the dedication ceremony for the first Beis HaMikdash till Tishrei, from Ches Tishrei till Shmini Atzeres, as we read on the Haftorah of Shmini Atzeres, by Yom HaShmini, Shilach HaZaham. It was a 2-week festive, 2 weeks. They even ate on Yom Kippur that year, as we know from Chazal. But not in Mar Cheshvan. He didn't do it in Mar Cheshvan because he also felt Mar Cheshvan, this is not a month to rejoice. This is an empty month. This is a rainy month. So he pushed it off for Tishrei. So Mar Cheshvan was insulted. So Hashem said, you're destined for greatness later on. The third Beis HaMikdash will have its dedication ceremony in Mar Cheshvan. The same thing was with Kislev. Kislev is when Moshe Rabbeinu Bitzalel completed the Mishkan, but the dedication ceremony for the Mishkan was not until the following Nisan. So Kislev was insulted. So Kislev was told that it'll be repaid with Chanukah. But right now, until the Geula starts, Mar Cheshvan is empty. Mar Cheshvan is bitter. Mar, but yet it's Udevash Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavacha. And what's interesting, Hayom Hazeh Hashem, there Rashi says, means that every day you have to be new. B'chol Yom Yiyu Be'enecha Kachadoshim. This is the combination of Hashem's name for a month, which doesn't seem to be a month of renewal. If anything, that would be in Tishrei. Maybe Kislev, Chanukah, we get a little more into his Chachos again. Nisan, Purim time perhaps, but Mar Cheshvan is sort of a boring month, at least that's what it seems to be. We mentioned rain on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, we began mentioning rain. We don't ask for rain yet, but we began mentioning rain, Shmini Atzeres, Mashav HaRuach HaMoed HaGeshem. Geshem, rain, is what provides this world with sustenance, with all our food, water, is all from the rain. Without rain, we cannot survive. So rain is very important. Rain is bracha, gishmei bracha, v'nosati gishmeichem be'itam. It's one of the major brachas. V'nosati metar arzachem be'ito yore v'malkosh. The Torah stresses that when we do the will of Hashem, we get rain. We don't like rain too much, but those who understand what rain is appreciate what rain is. When is the rain season? So when does it really start? It really should start as soon as we ask for it, as soon as we mention it, right after Sukkot. But we wait 2 weeks. as the Mishnah in Taina says, we wait till every Jew got home. Atshe magia ha'achron shebi Yisrael b'nahar pros. Zayin ma'acheshvan. Till then, we don't ask. Zayin ma'acheshvan v'sein ta'alumotar in Eretz Yisrael. And many poskim say we should really be doing it here also, but the minig is we don't ask for it until sometime in Kislev, 60 days after the Tekufa. So ma'acheshvan is the month of Geshem. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Motor. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Shefa, because rain is Shefa. Shefa, it's the flow of goodness that comes from Hashem. Where do we find Geshem mentioned for the first time, really, in Chumash, in this week's parasha? Vayi HaGeshem al Ha'oretz. The Mabul could have been Geshem. And in fact, if they would have done Tshuva, it would have been Geshem. Vayi HaGeshem al Ha'oretz. So Rashi says, and later it says Mabul, meaning what was it? Was it a Geshem or was it a Mabul? Because Geshem is always has a positive connotation. Mabul means flood, deluge. Mabul is certainly no good. Typhoon, as Uncle is translates it, Tufana, typhoon probably comes from that word. But Geshem is rain, blessed rain, rain that's good for us, rain that makes the food and the fruits and the vegetables grow. So Rashi says, "Kishe hayridon hayridon berachamim." When he brought it down at the beginning, it came down with mercy, with rachamim. She'im yachsu, that if they do tshuva, yihyu gishmei bracha, it'll be rain, blessed rain. But when they didn't do tshuva, it turned into a marble. And this is important because this we read at the beginning of Ma'ar Cheshvan. The entire month of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, we've been davening to Hashem. We've been asking Hashem for all our personal needs. We've been doing tshuva somewhat, making resolutions. So, when do we know whether we were answered? Hopefully right away. The month that we are answered in is Ma'ar Cheshvan. That's what comes right after Tishrei. Ma'ar Cheshvan is the month of Geshem. If there's Geshem in Ma'ar Cheshvan, then that means that Hashem has answered us, which Geshem includes, of course, all that we ask for, not just literally rain, but rain is very important. So either it's going to be Geshem or it's going to be Mabul. That's up to us. Either it's going to be Shefa or Pesha. Either it's a Tzinor, which a Tzinor is a pipeline, Ratzon, the same letters as Ratzon. Noitzer, Noitzer Chesed, all these are the same letters. Ratzon, Noitzer, Sinar. The pipeline is there. It just sometimes it gets stuffed, it gets closed. The Pasha tells us that even the Dor HaMabul could have experienced Geshem. Even the Dor HaMabul, after 120 years of watching Noach build the Teva, and not one move, it didn't change them one iota. But if they would have done Shuva, they would have experienced Geshem, not a Mabul. Even after that, 7 days after the Mabul was supposed to start, the Mesushelach had died, so Hashem waits another week. Vayihil Shivas Hayom, and perhaps the death of Mesushelach, who was the Tzadik Hador. Perhaps when the Tzadik Hador passes away, there will be a change of heart. The people will do Shuva. Yud Aleph Ma'ar Cheshvan is when Mesushelach passed away. That's when Hashem said to Noach, "Boy, ato v'chol beischa el hateva, ki oischa roisi tzadik lefonai bador hazeh." Meaning, you are now the tzadik hador. It's been transferred from Mesushelach to you. Mesushelach died on that day. Mesushelach was certainly greater than Noach. Mesushelach lived many generations before. Mesushelach, who dies at the age of 969, he's the recorded oldest living person that we know, besides the Oymelech HaBoshan. So Mesushelach died a week before the Mabul. That day, Hashem tells Noach to go into the Teva, because I have seen you are the tzaddik before me in this generation. It means now you take over. You take over the reins of leadership, which is why Hashem didn't tell Mesushelach about it. One might wonder, why did Hashem come and tell Noach about the Mabul and about the generation of the flow? Why didn't he tell it to Mesushelach? But Mesushelach was older. Mesushelach was before. Because Mesushelach wasn't going to live during this time. Mesushelach dies before the Mabul occurs. So this is not Mesushelach's tafkid. So Hashem tells this to Noach. And Agav, this could perhaps be the answer. If we look in the next pasuk, it says, from all kosher animals you should take 7 ish v'ishto. Says Rashi, from here we learn that Noach learned Torah Because otherwise, how is he going to know which animal is kosher and which animal is not? There's a major question here, which I have not found anyone really to ask. So this is my own idea, and whether it's true or not, I can't say for sure, but perhaps it is, and those who I told it to, and some of them were great people, agreed, that if you look right before Sheni, where the Torah tells us that Noach was commanded to take animals to the Teva, there's no mention of kosher animals. All the Pasuk says is, from all creatures you should take two, male and female, from the birds, from the animals, two, and bring food with you into the Teva. That's it. Then it says Noach did that, he built the Teva, assuming that he probably started to gather the animals. Then after Sheni, it says, Hashem says to Noach, I want you to go into the Teva, because you are the tzaddik before me in this generation. From all kosher animals, you should take seven. Why does the Torah first discuss this after Sheni? How come before Sheni, when the Torah, Hashem tells Noach the measurements of the Teva, the details of how to build the Teva, and then he only tells him to take two of each species. There's no mention of seven, no mention of kosher animals at all. Why is it first mentioned later? After Hashem tells Noach to go into the Teva. And perhaps the answer could be, based on what we just mentioned, it's known that in every generation there's a tzaddik hador. There's a story which I heard from Rav Wolfson Shlita, which he heard from other tzaddikim, that the Baal Shem Tov went to wash Netilas Yodayin for Shalosh Udus, a Yud Dalet Tammuz, in the 1740s, or whenever it was, that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh passed away, and as he washed his hands for Netilas Yadayim, for Suda Shlishis, his Talmidim noticed his face changing drastically. He looked very, very upset. And then he shined and he looked very happy again. And after Shalosh Udus, he told his Talmidim, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, who's in Eretz Yisrael, has just passed away. The Or HaChaim was Nifter, on a Motzoi Shabbos, which was Tesvav Tammuz, of that year. He was Nifter on Tesvav Tammuz, that we know. It says it on his Matzeva. So his Talmidim asked him, well, obviously he didn't get a phone call. He didn't see it on Yeshiva World or on any website. So how did he know that the Or HaChaim passed away? Well, we know the Baal Shem Tov saw from one part of the world to the other. He had Ruach HaKodesh, no. But he told his Talmidim that in every generation there's a Tzaddik Hador. And he says, till today, he said, every time I wash my hands for Netilas Yadayim, whatever this means, I try to be mechavein all the kavanas that you're supposed to have for Netilas Yadayim, different Yehudim al pi Kabbalah, and he just can't get it. This was the first time that I got it. Everything made sense, and I was given, it was revealed to me from Shemayim, all the kavanas from Netilas Yadayim. And he said, because in every generation, there's only one tzaddik who knows it. And when that tzaddik leaves this world, it gets passed on to the next. He said, I knew that it must be that the tzaddik of the generation, who was the tzaddik till now, is not here, and now it's been transmitted to me. So that's how we knew the Or HaChaim passed away. This is what I heard from Rav Wolfson, who doesn't make up stories, so he must have heard this from a reliable source. So we wanted to connect it here too. Till Mesushelach died, what does it mean Noach learned Torah? Noach went to what yeshiva? Well, there was a yeshiva there. What, there was a Torah Vadas, there was a Beis Medrash Gavaya, there was a YU. What is that? What yeshiva could Noach have gone to learn? Who did he learn Torah with? What does it mean anyway that they learned Torah? What were they learning? So that's an old question. But we know that Adam also learned. Adam learned Torah in Gan Eden, and Mesushelach learned Torah. That means they were given revelations of Torah from Shemayim. They didn't go to yeshiva. They were great, such great people on their own. It was Nizgala to them. As the Medrash says, that Avraham Avinu, his two kidneys, were Megala Torah to him. Actually, the Mishnah says it in Perkei Avos, Megalin Loi Rosei Torah, the first Brisa of the sixth Perek of Perkei Avos, which is really a Brisa, says a person who learns Torah Lishma is Zeicha to revelations of Torah. Until Sheni, Noach did not learn Torah. Noach was not the Tzaddik Hador. So this revelation didn't come to him yet. That's why the Torah before Sheni does not discuss kosher animals. What kosher animals? Noach doesn't know anything about kosher animals. The day that Mesushelach dies, just like the day that the Or HaChaim passed away, the Baal Shem Tov suddenly, it's Nizgala to him, the Soidus of Netilas Yadayim, Noach now, it's Nizgala to him, Soidus HaTorah. Noach now knows about kosher animals. Today, Ki Oischa Ro'isi Tzadik Lefonai Bagor HaZeh, you just took over. So now, Mikol HaBehema HaTohira Tikach Lecha. Okay, it's an idea. Agav. The Mabul, which Noach is the tikkun for the Mabul, Noach was the tzaddik, Noach was the one who had to fight the temptations of that generation, teaches us what we have to do as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan can go either way. It's either Geshem or Mabul. After Shmini Atzeres, either we're going to be Zochet Hashefa Min HaShemayim, either we're going to see all the brachas, either we're going to see, we will see eventually, everyone will see, but that either it's right away, sometimes it's not right away, depends what kind of Rosh Hashanah, what kind of Yom Kippur, what kind of Hashanah Rabbah, how much we put into it. Mar Cheshvan could either be Yerach Bul, or Mazel Akrev, or it could be Chodesh Hashmini, Ois Nun, Udvash Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem. Now, Mar Cheshvan is sort of a confused month. It can go either way. It depends on our Tishrei, what Mar Cheshvan is going to be. And in the parasha too, we see that. How does Noach deal with the Mabul? So Hashem tells Noach to build a teva. The Mabul symbolizes what we see today. Our generation is Parshas Noach. There's no question. Our generation is complete from beginning to end. This parasha is talking about our generation, because today we have both. There's immorality and there's kfirah. Both, that's the Shah Hanun of Tumah. The Shah Hanun of Tumah today exists as full bloom, like it never was before. Because even then, there were two separate generations, but today it's both. It's both at the same time. So in this parasha, we learn how to deal with both generations. With immorality, you have to build a teva, because there's no way, you can't join and be part of it, obviously. With immorality, a person has to run into a teva, whether, like Rav Huttner said, they say, a teva today is the yeshiva, the Beis Medrash, the Beis HaKnesses, good surroundings, a Jewish neighborhood, away from the outside world, which everyone agrees today that the outside world is a mabul, and we want to be protected from it. And certainly we don't want the mabul to come into our homes. The teva had to be completely closed, Vayizkor Hashem ba'adoy, as the pasuk says, so that it doesn't get in. That's the one door that we're talking about in this parasha, which is the Mabul. The only protection from it is a teva. But there's also the interpretation of the Baal Shem Tov, Boy el hateva, tsoy hartas el hateva. Teva is a word. In Hebrew, teva also means word. Besides ark, it's also a word. It says the Baal Shem Tov, Boy el hateva, enter into the teva, which means go into the words of Torah and Tefillah. Tsoyhar means light. Light up the words of Torah and Tefillah. You want to protect yourselves from immorality? You want to protect yourselves from the outside world, from the Mabul? Besides that, you have to remove yourself from it. Besides that, you have to go into a Teva, you have to go into a Beis Medrash. It also means, which obviously we can't always isolate ourselves, it also means that a person has to be into the words. A person should be into it, into his davening, boyel ha-teva, into the learning. Illuminate the learning and the davening, and that's going to protect us from the Mabul, just like it did then. Literally, Noach in the Teva is surrounded by a Teva, which the Teva was like a Beis HaMikdash. The Teva was the Sukkah. The Teva was, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago, the first time it ever says the word Asifa in Chumash is in this week's parasha of Yosafta Elecha. Sukkah is called Chag HaOsif. The Sukkah protects us from the outside world, like the Teva protected Noach from the Mabul. Same word, Yosafta Elecha, we say here, gathering the food into the Teva, Chag HaOsif. And after Sukkot, we learn about Tevas Noach. It's interesting that the word to remember how many psukim this parasha has, every parasha has a simon to remember, is Betzalel. What does Betzalel have to do with Noach? Betzalel Simon. Betzalel is equal to 153, that's how many psukim the parasha has. Some say, just like Noach built the Teva, Betzalel built the Mishkan had to have certain measurements, the Teva had to have certain measurements, and perhaps we can add to that the Teva was like the Tzeil of the Sukkah, Betzeil Kael, Betzalel is Betzeil Kael, Tzeila de Mehe Menusa. A Yid has to extend Sukkahs into Mar Cheshvan. Betzeil of the Sukkah, and all the Hamshachas of the Dalad Minim, the blowing of the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva of Yom Kippur, the Arava and Hoshana Rabbah, all the mitzvahs of Yerach HaEsanim have to continue into Yerach Bul, have to continue into Mar Cheshvan. That's why right after Sukkot, we learn about the Teva of Noach, another building. We just finished building the Sukkah, we're building a Teva now. But a Jew has to be mamshich, the Kedusha of the Sukkah, even though we go out of the Sukkah, we're not allowed to eat in the Sukkah now, it's Baal Toysef, but the tzeil, the Kedusha of the Sukkah has to come with us into Mar Cheshvan, and be mahapech the mar into dvash. The whole idea is to be mahapech, the midas hadin and the midas harachamim. Macheshvan is din. We enter now a month of midas hadin, akrev. Akrev is an animal associated with midas hadin. It's dangerous. It bites. It stings. And it's interesting that akrev, this poison of akrev, freezes, Chazal tells us. The poison of the snake burns and the poison of the akrev freezes. That's what they say. Akrev, in the middle of the word akrev, you have a kuf resh, which is kar, which means cold. Cold, coldness. Asher korcha baderech. Amole krirus is kfira. On the one hand, it's bull, it's yerach bull. Bull means spoilage. That comes from chet. That comes from hashchasa. The hashchasa brings about the mabul. That's immorality. Yerach bull is a remez to the immorality that exists in the world. And akrev refers to the haflaga, which refers to kfira, apikursus minus, which cools off a person from avodas Hashem, cools off a person from believing in Hashem. The two go together. Kfira leads to znus, znus leads to kfira. Bull leads to akrev. Akrev leads to bull. But the goal is Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. The combination of Hashem's name is Dvash Hay. What's honey? Honey originates from a bee, which stings. A bee is similar to an akrev. An akrev stings, doesn't produce any honey though, but a bee stings and produces honey. From the sting of the bee, we have another famous chazal, Loimei Uktsuch, Loimei Dubshuch. We don't want your sting, we don't want your honey. Klal Yisrael said to Bilam. But we eat honey. Honey is kosher, even though it comes from a bee, because it's not really made in the bee, it comes from the nectar, it just enters the bee's stomach. But it comes from a bee, which is not kosher, which is a stinging creature, an annoying creature, and yet we get honey from there. It's that's a sapchus, that's turning around. Midas hadin and midas harachamim. Udvash hayom hazeh Hashem. That's the combination of mar cheshvan. This is a month in which we're supposed to turn around the bitterness to sweetness. Mar cheshvan symbolizes this world in general. This is a world of bitterness. It's an olam hasheker, a world where we have to deal with immorality and deal with kfira, especially in our generation. Ikfas of the Mashiach. And the goal of that's the challenge of a yid. A yid can't hide from this. We have to enter the world and yet separate from it and elevate it. That's the idea of going out of the teva. There's going into the teva. There's coming out of the teva. Sometimes you got to go in. Sometimes you got to go out. In Tishrei, we are in the teva, we're surrounded by Kedusha, but in Mar Cheshvan, we're going out. We leave the sukkah, we leave the Beis Medrash, we're not doing mitzvahs like we did in Tishrei, we're entering the world, we're dealing with the challenges, with the trials and the tribulations of Mabul, of Bul and Akrev, but through that, we're going to be Zeicher to Shmini, to the letter Nun. It can either go Nun Shari Tuma, Nun Shari Kedusha, Nun Shari Bina. Nun Shari Kedusha, that's Emuna. Emuna is the 50th level of Kedusha, as mentioned many times. While the 50th level of Tumah, that's Kfira, that's the Haflaga. So who emerges from the Haflaga? Avraham Avinu. It's interesting that the Medrash tells us that Avraham was 48 when he recognized Hashem. Where did they get that number from? There's one Medrash that says he was 3. The Rambam says he was 40. No one knows where the Rambam got that from, but he must have seen it in the Medrash. But the Medrash says, Ben Memches Shona Hikir Avraham as Boiroi. What year was Avraham 48? 1996. He was born in 1948. That's the year that the Haflaga occurred. That's when Avraham recognizes his Creator. That's when he emerges as the Ma'amin. Noach becomes a tzaddik, dealing with or separating from the Hashchasa of his generation. So he's protected from the Ma'bul because he doesn't fall into the depths of Bull. And Avraham Avinu is not impressed with the akrev, with the krirus, with the kfiru, with the apikursus. Avraham Avinu is the ma'amin. He stays on one side. As Chazal say, he's called Avraham ha'ivri, because he was on one side and everyone else was on the other. He was not affected by his generation. And that's the backwards nun. We see at the end of the parasha the nun hafucha. Why a nun? It's precisely the letter Nun. The letter Nun, which is the letter which Mar Cheshvan was created with, the Nun refers to the Nun Shari Kedusha or the Nun Shari Tum. It can go either way. And Avraham turns around the Nun Shari Tum to Nun Shari Kedusha, because Avraham teaches the world Emuna. Avraham is the Reish Lama Aminim. So at the end of the parasha, we deal with Avraham Avinu. We deal with Ur Kasten. And Avraham Avinu is on the scene. Avraham Avinu, the first Yid who's zoicha to even more than what Noach was, a tzaddik, and he's even referred to as a tamim, and Noach is not affected by his generation, although according to some mafarshim, that's why he had to be in a teva for 12 months, because he was slightly affected, so he needed a kapara, kinim tases ateva. Medrash says kinim like Cain of a metzora, metzora needs tahara, Noach needed tahara because there was some effect. He's a tzaddik, but there was some effect. That's why he had to go through the difficulties on the teva for a year. Avraham Avinu was on a much higher level. Avraham Avinu, of course, is the first yid who emerges from the Dor HaFlog, from Ur Kasdim, and Avraham Avinu is Mesake in the chait of the Dor HaFlog. As the Mishnah says, Asara Doris Minayach V'ad Avraham, and Avraham Avinu Noitel Schar Kulam. Avraham Avinu was Mesake in the chait of the HaFlog. Those are the two tikkunim. The two tikkunim for the Dor HaMabel and the Dor HaFlog, that's Noach and Avraham, which Noach and Avraham together is Begematria Dvash. Udvash Hayayim Hazeh Hashem, which is the Tzir of Shem Havayah of Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Chodesh Mar Cheshvin, where we enter the real world, as they call it, and we have to deal with the bull, no pun intended, but that's what the world calls it too, the Beis Vav Lamed of this world, the bull, the spoilage, the Akrev, and be Mahapeche, to Shmini and to Nun. That's what Mar Cheshvin, Mar Cheshvin is this world. Mar Cheshvin has in it the letters Shom Charon. Mar Cheshvin is the Shom Charon. That's where the anger is. Charon Af Shal Mokoyim, which Rashi quotes here at the end of the parasha, that till Avram there was anger in the world, and Avram was Mahapech, and Avram was Mefayes, just like Noach was also Mefayes. Zayin Achameinu, Noach invented plowshares and farming tools to make things a little easier. But that was only one step. Avram went a lot further, and Avram calms the Charon Af of Hashem and introduces Hashem to the world, introduces Emunah to the world. The month of Mar Cheshvin, therefore, is the month in which we have to be Mahapech, all the shtus of this world, all the spoilage, the decomposition, Yerach Bul, Mazel Akrev, into Chodesh Hashmini, into Nun, and into Vash HaYoyim HaZeh Hashem. It's still outside. Is there a minute for marriage? Yeah. What time is the minute? Oh, so no, okay. So we should talk and be zeicher that we should take all the lessons of this week's parasha, of Parshas Noach, entering the month of Mar Cheshvin, we should be zeicher tak, as it says in the Medrash, to the Chanukah space, Hamikdash HaShlishi, as the Medrash says, that we'll be in the month of Mar Cheshvin, and the schus of our being Mahapech Mar Cheshvin into the month of Yerach Shmini, we'll be zeicher to the Bechina of Shmini, and to Geshem. To Geshem, that's how many mitzvahs are lacking in this world right now. From the 613 mitzvahs we only have today, 270. So 613 minus 270 is 343, equal to the word Geshem. Geshem, that's how many mitzvahs we're lacking, and that's of course what the Chazal tell us the sun will be, whatever that means exactly, it'll be 343 times more than it is now, 7 times 7 times 7, which is 343, which is Geshem. We should be zeichet to Geshem, not chas v'shalom to Mabul, and to Shefem, Barachah v'atzlochem, Parnosah, and to the Geula, and to the Binyan Bayis HaShlishi, and to the Chanukah that is going to be in this month, in Meherav Yomeinu.